Blog Talk Radio.
To the Thursday edition of the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to apologize. We had a little bit of technical issues, so we're a little late getting on the air today. But, hey, we got the full cast of thousands right here. We got myself. We got Mr. Clint Davis. He's on the line with us today. What's up, Clint?
Man, ain't nothing going on around here. What's all that noise over there on your end?
That is our special guest, Mr. Aaron Cobb. He is on the phone lines. I have no idea what Aaron is doing.
He sounds like he's in the cage as we speak.
It sounds like
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm actually in my truck right now. That's the AC you guys hear.
Nice. There we go.
Just staying busy, man. It's fight week, you know. I never get to chill out on fight week.
Well, now you're
always moving around. Show.
Well, now
somebody
you do.
Say something. It's killing me.
I'm trying to. Hey, Clint, I got to admit, you looked a stud on the radio today.
Man, I did. I looked the part. I was flexing my pecs on the radio show, and they couldn't hear me nod my head, but they corrected that problem. So I went in with Jessica at the Fort 94.5 and threw it down for the XFI and got out of there in a good, decent amount of time.
Well, that's why we got Aaron on the show, because we want to let Aaron give us some updates, any new juicy tidbits, getting ready to head into the weekend. Of course, we got the big weigh-ins. We got the big weigh-ins Friday night at the Fort Smith Convention Center. And then, of course, all the carnage begins Saturday night. Doors open at 6, fights start at 7. So, Aaron, welcome to the Greg Squirrel Show. It's your first time to be on here with us. And so, kind of bring us up to speed. What's going on with the big event this weekend?
Well, first off, Greg, thanks for having me. Hey, Clint, nice to talk to you again, as always.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on your interview today.
Thank you.
Hopefully, I can catch that on an archive. Unfortunately, I did not get a chance to listen to it live. Been quite busy, as you can imagine, but I am going to try to listen to it. But I'm treated right anyways. But as far as any late-breaking news, there's not, which is good, because at this point, with less than a week left to go, no news is good news. Because at this point, if something changes, the commission won't let me fix it anyway. So no news is good news at this point. There's nothing. If there is news, it's going to be bad news. So if I can just tell you that there's no news, then that's good. If we can keep that fight card the way it is, the fight card that everybody's saying, and these are not my words, but the fight card that everybody's saying is the best fight card they've seen in years from the River Valley area, or just in the state in general. If we can keep it that way, the way it is now, then I would be completely happy with that right there. Even if we just lost just a couple of amateur fights, which is to be expected, of course, at weigh-in night and whatnot. But I can proudly inform your audience, Mr. Squirrel, that as of the past week since the last time changes were reported, probably since the last time Clint reported changes over a week ago on one of his podcasts, there have not been any changes to the fight card.
Well, Well, that's great. That's good to hear. I mean, you got some outstanding fighters coming in. I know you reached over to Batesville. You got some of the guys Without Limits MMA. You got some of their fighters coming in. And, of course, you got Spike 22. You got River Valley. You got Redneck Fight Club. I mean, all these camps got some great fighters, and they are coming in for this event. So, I've been telling the listeners that, you know, if they don't make it this show, they are going – you're going to miss out. I mean, it's going to get loud. It's going to get rowdy. How is the seating ticket situation? I know we're on the table.
I'm very glad you mentioned that. Here's the thing with the seating situation is this is not one of those shows where you can be lazy and you can think to yourself, well, here's the deal. My fighter, he's kind of in an amateur title fight or – he's fighting, you know, he's a pro fight, so he's going to go later in the evening. So I can just show up around 8 or 8:30. I can buy a ticket at the door, and I'll be just fine. This is not one of those fight cards. I used to have friends of mine do that at my fights all the time because they knew I'd be fighting towards the end of the evening. This is not one of those fight cards, unless you bought your ticket in advance. And that's exactly where I'm getting to is you really need to buy your ticket in advance unless you plan on camping out the night before because tickets are going very fast. I think tables were sold out a couple months ago unless, somebody has been, bought one and for whatever reason, maybe the fighter they were wanting to see wasn't able to perform at the time they bought them, and maybe one becomes available or something. But that's rare that'll happen. That might happen with one or two tables, but for the most part, those are gone. And most of the reserve seating's gone. There's a little bit of that left, but for the most part, the seating's going away. There's a little bit of it left, and I know myself and a lot of fighters are carrying around tickets. And so what we've been advising everybody to do is if you're a fan, find one of us, a fighter or somebody like myself, somebody like Clint, somebody that works with XFI that, carries tickets around and purchase tickets from that person, save yourself $5 and guarantee you're going to get in the door. Because if you just do like you did in the past, like you were able to do in the past, and just show up at the door at a few minutes after 7 thinking you're just going to throw down, your general admission money and just walk in like it's no big deal and just plop down in an empty chair, that's not going to happen. And that's not me just trying to do a sales job on you either. I promise you, you're going to be upset when you try that. You're going to be turned away. You're going to be told it's standing room only, and due to fire code, they're not allowed to sell you another ticket. That's exactly what's going to happen. So I strongly recommend you, if you have a friend or family member fighting that you really want to see, buy your ticket in advance or get there several hours early.
Right. I mean, I've been trying to keep track of, along with what I put on my show with the great Clint, what he puts on his show. And I mean, like you say, they moved to this new venue, and I guarantee you the fans are going to be impressed with this venue. I've done several events in the past in this venue, and I just keep telling people,
well, I love this venue.
It's going to get loud and it's going to get rowdy. And if they don't have
a ticket,
the fighters
are going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
Fighters are going to love this venue. What I really loved about this venue, and the fans are going to love it too. The fans are going to love it too because there's more seating. It's bigger. It's more comfortable. It looks classier. It looks more like, it kind of looks more like an arena that you would see when you're watching fights on television, basically. And so the fans are going to love that, for one. And as a fighter, you feel like you've kind of made it to the next level because you get your own dressing room. And that's even though that might not sound like a big deal to a lot of people, but, Greg, I'm sure you remember when Hit 'Em Hard first moved over to the convention center, And you know, you instead of just walking around in the big old huge locker room like a lot of places have, you know, you would go door to door to the various respected teams' dressing rooms, and to get our info and stuff, and our fighting styles and stuff to figure out what we want to be introduced as. And, that may sound like not that big of a deal to a lot of people, but it is that big of a deal to a fighter who wants to be in that room, not by himself, as in just him, but with his teammates. You know, with just that him and his crew. They want to be in there alone, not sharing one big old room with all the fighters, like they're herded in there like a bunch of cattle. You know, like you feel like you mean a lot more when you and your team is given an individual dressing room, and so you can warm up and not be spied on.
Right, exactly. And you know, you're talking about just the upgrades in the facility that the fighters can actually take showers now after their fights.
Oh, absolutely. Right, that's another good point.
I mean, because all the dressing rooms in there, even the dressing room I've used in the past, I get there early, get my stuff set up, and then if I am a little hot and sweaty, been able to go into my dressing room, be able to take a shower, get cleaned up. So once that show starts, I mean, we're rock stars, baby.
Right, yeah, and when the show ends, you know, you might not want to have to, depending on where you live, you might not want to have to drive all the way back home just to clean up and then go to the after party. You might want to be able to clean up there and then go to the after party without, you know, the fights. Sometimes these fights run late, and, you know, hopefully we don't lose too many fights between now and weigh-ins. You know, obviously we're going to lose a few, of course, that always happens. But as of right now, we've got 20 holding strong. And so, you know, we're starting at 7. That's good. But, you know, by the time everybody gets out and about, you know, it's going to be fairly late in the evening. And, you know, for the winners, we'd like them to, and even the guys that don't win, but, you know, but are proud of themselves and very well should be. We want them to be able to go out and celebrate and have a good time. And, you know, with the convention center's right there downtown, you know, on Rogers with Garrison Avenue right there. We want them to be able to, you know, just get cleaned up and walk right over there where all the nightlife is in Fort Smith.
Well, you bring up a good point. Because I can't remember hearing anything mentioned about it, but you mentioned the after-fight party. Where is the after-fight party going to be?
That is a very good question. I have not heard anything official on that. That's something when I'm fighting, I'm so used to, you know, being a fighter on the card that's one of those things I always kind of all I've got to worry about is my training. And then I have plenty of time to figure out what we're going to do afterwards. But with everything going on and me trying to make sure everything happens perfectly, I honestly, up until today, when somebody asked me that a few hours ago, I haven't even thought about what the after party is going to be at. So that's something I guess I need to figure out, because I'm assuming I'm going to be asked that quite a few more times in the next few days. But I generally prefer it when we do have a designated location, as opposed to everybody dispersing and, you know, wherever they want to go. I kind of like it when, you know, all the fighters and everybody affiliated with the show can kind of go to, you know, a designated spot so we can all have a good time together. So I hope that will be the case this time. I hope that one particular bar or nightclub is hosting an after party, but I'm going to have to look into that, and I'll have to get back to you on that so you can report it to your viewers.
All right. Well, Aaron, once again, we appreciate you coming on the show. I mean, it's hump day. Where's my camel? Oh, darn it, I forgot to download my camel because I had the camel going hump day. So yeah,
a good commercial.
You know, yeah, that's a great commercial. But yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to coming back to XFI. I've been away for a while, but you know, I've been telling everybody and their dog about it. And I'm excited to be coming back to XFI, and we just plan on blowing the roof off the Fort Smith Convention Center.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you back. I'm being honest when I say that. We're glad to have you back.
Well, all right. Well, Aaron, do you got any shout-outs? Anybody you want to say hi to real quick before we let you get off here?
You know, just all the fighters, basically. You know, some of them obviously were a pain in the ass, but most of them aren't on the card anymore. So all the ones that are still – all the ones that are still on this card, basically, thank you guys for trying to make my job easier and trying to, you know, be what a fighter should be and the way I always conducted myself throughout my fighting career, you know, over the course of 16 fights, and that if you say you're going to fight and if you're not injured and you can't absolutely – you know, absolutely, if you can fight, you're going to fight unless you absolutely cannot fight. And as far as I know, everybody that's still on the card falls right along that definition. So all the fighters and, of course, Tony and Darlene, who have been great to me and been great to the Fort Smith community for making sure we still have a mixed martial arts promotion here in Fort Smith. And, you know, the fans for purchasing tickets and almost, you know, coming the closest to selling the show out before it even airs. And then you and Clint for getting on the radio and doing so much PR work and promoting this thing. Like before, I've never, to my knowledge, I don't know if that's ever happened for a mixed martial arts event around here before it's ever aired. So I think those are the most important shout-outs I could give.
Well, all right.
We appreciate
Aaron,
that.
Yeah, Aaron, well, we're going to let you get off here. We look forward to weigh-ins Friday night. Once again, those are at 6 o'clock at the Fort Smith Convention Center.
6 o'clock at the Fort Smith Convention Center. That is correct.
All right. And then, of course, we got the big show Saturday night. So, fans, once again, I'm gonna be reminding you. Clint's going to remind you. Aaron's going to remind you. If you don't have your tickets, you better go get them tonight if possible. Aaron Cobb, Matchmaker XFI, we appreciate you being on the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. You have a good evening, my brother.
Thanks, Aaron.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it. All right, fans, there you go. Clint, good to have you on here, buddy. We had some little technical issues. But
that's okay, man. You know, it's not real radio unless you have technical issues.
Oh, no. Man, was that one that one chick was hot.
Which one?
On your interview today? Or maybe I was looking at her old interview because I had a couple of bands on there.
Oh, are you talking about Jessica?
No, not Jessica. She had a couple of bands on there. Maybe I was looking at a different interview.
Oh, I don't. Jessica's always hot in my eyes, but she had some other people on, and Jessica is down at the fort. She is always down for promoting, community events, anything that you know. I don't know if she organized, but she threw the big fundraiser for the Crisis Intervention Center for Women. In fact, I still wear the wristband to this day, that one of her best friends, Cassie Lee, was, tragically, she was murdered by her ex-husband, or maybe it was still her husband at the time. I don't know all the details, but, it was just a fundraiser, awareness for stopping, domestic violence. And she championed that thing. She got all up in the middle of that. And we had a successful fundraiser at Lost Beach, one of the biggest and best clubs we've got in Fort Smith. But yeah, Jessica's always down for, you know, for promoting these events and anything that's better for the community's economy. She's always the Fort Smith Radio Group. Everybody down there, the Snowman who's on in the mornings, Jimmy the Freak that's on the drive at 5, and Jessica in the afternoon. Dennis McCaslin, the one of the head guys down at the Fort Smith Radio Group. These are excellent people, and so it's a good thing to have them on board with us.
Oh yeah, I know Dennis. Dennis is a great guy. He's another one of those guys that like to talk wrestling when you get him going.
Yeah, you know, Dennis actually came in as you know, he would manage Matt Riviera, you know, the gentleman that owns Traditional Championship Wrestling and one of the wrestlers there in that organization. And you know, Dennis McCaslin was there side by side with these guys, and I think he is the head of promotional events and things like that. So at the Fort Smith Radio Group. So, you know, he made sure TCW came in, and you know, this was a couple of years ago that I first noticed him get on board with this, and this is when I first saw TCW down at the event center with just a few hundred people there, maybe. And now, I mean, they're in different states. They just went to Mississippi Meltdown not too long ago. They've been up at the Shrine Mosque in up in Missouri, and they've been just everywhere. They just struck a TV deal with Cox Sports Network, and they're on Channel 119 down here in the River Valley area on Friday nights. They've got their show that comes out is on YouTube every Monday night. Tom Simon hosts TCW Radio on Tuesdays at I believe it's either 8 or 9 o'clock. I can't remember. I mean, it's awesome. His last show from let's see, today's Wednesday. His last show from yesterday, Jake the Snake Roberts was on the show. And
wow,
oh yeah. I mean, this is how they do it. This is how TCW does it. This is how. And do you have time for me to tell you a quick story?
Oh, always.
Here's how I got involved with the XFI. I was teaching classes I was teaching a mortgage servicing class for Bank of America. And when I used to go, you know, Matt Riviera would call and he would say, hey, you know, I need somebody to sell tickets. Are you down? And I said, sure. So I would go, you know, meet up with whoever, and I would go get a bunch of tickets, and I would literally walk the streets and sell tickets to TCW shows. And I did this enough, you know, I was in a class, I had worked in a place where there was 500 people there. I had trained nearly everybody at this place, at least over half of them. And I would put posters for the next events up in my classroom, just right in front of everybody so they could see them. And I would bring tickets to the classroom. And I would tell everybody, if you need tickets or if you're a wrestling fan or something, you need to come get these tickets. Now, there's a guy named Randall Armour who trains down at in fact, he's a coach down there. He's a martial arts instructor at River Valley Fitness here in Fort Smith. And I guess one thing led to another. This is how I heard the story. I guess he had said something to the owners of the XFI about how I had been promoting these tickets and these events that were coming up. And I guess it was said that we need to have this guy on our team. And so one day, our secretary called me in my classroom, and she said, can you come up to the lobby? And I said, sure. And so I walked up. She said, there's two people up here for you. And I started thinking, that's strange, because you got to have security badges to get in and all this. I thought it was maybe somebody's husband, you know, some ladies I had in class. So I walked up there, and it was the two owners of the XFI. And I thought, I don't know these people. And Tony, Mr. Barrow, whipped out a couple of tickets out of his front shirt pocket, and he said, I want you to come check out the show, and I want you to see if this is something that you could get on board with. We'd love to have you on the team, and if you like it, great. If not, no hard feelings. And so I went to the event following that. That was last July, I believe, and so almost a year ago. And ever since then, man, I've been hooked. I mean, I was literally knee-deep in professional wrestling, not as a wrestler or anything, just, you know, the promotional side and ticket sales and things like that, and, you know, promoting stuff and trying to get people on board. And then the XFI came along, and so that, you know, it's just kind of skyrocketed from there. You know, we had a couple of business meetings back, I guess, about 3 months ago or so, right after the last event. And we had a talk one day about, what can we do to make this bigger? What can we do to get this out in the public? And I said, why don't we go on the radio? And the two owners of the XFI, they looked at each other and didn't say a word. And then they looked back at me and said, make it happen. And the next day I was on the radio. And so that's kind of how this got started. You know, we basically started from the ground up right here on blogtalkradio.com. And it was just a plan one day that was kind of sprouted out of you know, just the necessity to get this promoted, because we've had so many of these fighters who have said, you know, MMA locally does not get promoted very well. It just doesn't. There's no publicity. And I said, let's change all that crap. You know, let's get you guys on the show. Let's get you here on here to talk about your. I don't think I've done a show yet where I haven't had a fighter on the show. Maybe my first show that I did, maybe. But after that, I've always got somebody on. A couple of nights ago, Monday night, I had already set David Keel to be on the show and talk about his fight against Ethan Lindsay on Saturday night. Right after I got off the phone with David, I had four other fighters call me on the phone and say, hey, man, can you fit us on Tuesday's show? And I said, guys, unfortunately, I'm sorry, I can't, because I've got – these guys are chomping at the bit. They want to get their story out in the public. They want to get on the internet radio. They want to be on the podcast later on for everybody to listen to. They know what kind of ratings we've got. They know that we're sitting at almost 1,100 listeners per week. And so they know that the publicity is there. They know we've got great sponsors and, you know, who are faithful and loyal to the show and to the company. And I believe they're all going to be showing up on Saturday night. So, I mean, it just hatched one day. It just started one day. And I guess my reputation preceded me. And then, bam, we put it into motion. So that's pretty much how I got started with the XFI.
Well, and here we are now. I mean, we're getting ready for one of the biggest events. I'm like you. I'm going to go out and say this is probably one of the biggest MMA events to hit Fort Smith, Arkansas.
I think it's going to be absolutely the biggest. You know, I know that other promotions had done some things in the past. You know, that's great and wonderful, but they're not here anymore. So, and I was never at any of those. So I can't really say, you know, that this is any competition compared to what we've seen in the past. I personally don't think it is. I mean, you know, this last event we had in March, Extreme Insanity, I mean, we ran out of printed tickets. If that tells you, we printed 1,000 tickets and ran out of printed tickets. We had people showing up at the door wanting to buy tickets that we didn't even have. We didn't have any left.
Wow.
So the XFI, we're having to scramble for tickets. Old tickets to past events just to give these people something that we can tear at the door. I mean, that's how big this was. So, you know, we exceeded expectations for that, and now, you know, we're set up to seat 2,500 people. Whether we have that many tickets printed and sold, I have no idea, but at least out of the ones that we do have printed, I know they're zooming fast. Today on the Fort 94.5, we did a ticket giveaway. And right at the end of the show, caller number 7, and it was a guy named Chris Charlton that called in and won the tickets. And that's what we talked about. We talked about how many tickets are left and mainly how many tickets are not left. You know, tables are 100% sold out. They've been sold out for quite some time. Premium seating, my last count was 93% sold out on premium seating. And I only have just a few left, and these are supposed to go to somebody. And I don't know where we're at with general admission, somewhere in the 80-something percent range being sold out. And, man, I'm excited. It's like I said on Facebook the other day, you know, it's like a kid at Christmas. This last week is killing me before this event. It cannot hurry up fast enough. I can't believe it's only Wednesday, and we've got until Friday. I may do a radio show tomorrow at noon. I don't know. I may just surprise everybody.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
There you go. Did you hear that okay?
Well, it was faint, but I knew where it was coming from. I had to go back to the playback yesterday and listen to the Del Rio clip that came in real fast.
You wanted to hear some Alberto?
I do want to hear a little bit.
I'm gonna have to pull him up a different way. Hold on a minute.
Do you have the music loaded into your soundboard?
Not yet. I'm still working on that.
See, I've got a few songs that I have put in. I've actually got an entire soundboard. I've got so much stuff that I have loaded in to my soundboard, and
there we go.
Yes, there's a little Del Rio right there. I like that stuff.
We could have to, we could actually sit here and play Name That Tune and just play snippets of all the wrestler theme songs I have.
Oh, man, yeah.
I mean, we could sit here. We could, we could sit here. Well, like you said yesterday, you know, you just heard just a brief snippet of it, and you knew immediately it was Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, man. I mean, if it was if it was loud enough, I could just hear just a brief clip, and I would know exactly what was going on. And I've got a big collection of stuff from back in the day, you know, like the 90s, the Attitude era and stuff like that. I've got a lot of music back then, you know, when Test and Stacy Keibler hooked up and all of a sudden we were testicles. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Stacy Keibler.
Mm. Here's a funny story about Stacy Keibler. Back in 2002, before my ship, the USS Nassau, got deployed,
this was before George Clooney, right?
I don't guess. It had to have been 2002. Okay. Yeah, it had to have been. Yeah, she was still pretty prominent, you know, in the ring and doing the whole angle like that, and it was kind of. That's where, you know, the testicles thing came from. But one day we got called up to captain's quarters on the flight deck. So everybody's topside, and the captain told us we've got some special guests down in the hangar bay. So we go down the ramp from the flight deck to the hangar bay, and three people are standing in the hangar bay of the USS Nassau. One of them is Stacy Keibler. The other is Tori Wilson. And the other is Mr. Kurt Angle himself. And I've got pictures of Kurt Angle on the ship wearing one of our hats and wearing a Nassau jacket. And they were walking up the ramp to the flight deck. And I was in front of Kurt Angle off to the right, snapped the picture. As soon as I snapped that picture, he was staring right at my camera. So I've got a picture of Kurt Angle looking right at me on the ship. So that was a pretty special time. But, so I've seen Stacy Keibler in all 6 feet, 1 inches of her beautiful body right in front of my face. Are you with me, Squirrel? Come back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of phased out there for a second.
Man, hey, speaking of phasing out, I don't know what you've got planned here today, but I've got somebody who's phasing out. There's a guy named Aaron Hernandez. Are you keeping up with this story here?
Oh, I got it right here in front of me. He was matter of fact, it was on my list of headlines to go down until we ran into our tech issues.
Right.
I hate tech. But, you know, he was arrested early this morning. By noon, he was released by the Patriots. And by this afternoon, he was charged with murder.
You know the best part about all of this?
Tim Tebow starting at tight end.
Tim Tebow, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Is it set in stone yet, or what are they doing?
I don't know. There's already been scuttlebutt on the internet that Tebow is going to be moved to tight end.
Wow. Yeah, that I'm kind of hoping for that. I want to see. Hey, you know what? I hate to change subjects like a 3-year-old on medication, but I'm looking on my Facebook news feed, and here is a headline from TCW Wrestling. It says, who wants to see the Briscoe brothers in TCW? Let them know that TCW wants it. You know, the Briscoe brothers, they just left Ring of Honor. One of them, Jay Briscoe, was the Ring of Honor champion, and they are finished with Ring of Honor wrestling. And the sad part is they've had tryouts with the WWE developmental system, but they never got signed. And so, you know, I don't know just how valuable they are, but now we've got TCW saying, hey, who wants to see the Briscoe brothers in TCW? So, but anyway, back to this whole Aaron Hernandez thing.
Hey,
draft my fantasy team until September.
Hey, well, Clint, you know, here's my question about Aaron Hernandez. Is he still a tight end, or is he going to become a wide receiver?
You know, if I had my soundboard up today, I would have hit a rim shot on that one. You know, I don't know what is fixing to happen with him. I do know that he's kind of got the reputation. You know, he was just accused a few months ago of shooting somebody in the face. You know, there was, and I'm going to have to find something that one of my friends put on Facebook today. Brandon Jones. Brandon is in the Brandon Burlesworth movie as an SEC referee. And he was up there filming.
I played one of the trainers for the football team.
You damn sure did. Brandon is going to be in that movie. Here's what Brandon said on Facebook today. Now, Brandon's got an extensive sports background. He's got a sports mind. He and I are both Yankees fans. So here's what Brandon says. He says, it's sickening. It took a cold-blooded murder before Aaron Hernandez was taken off the street. He was a thug in high school, a bigger one at Florida, and was accused of shooting a guy in the face just a few months ago. But because he was a big high school talent, in spite of his incredibly questionable background, an All-American at Florida, although he was in close proximity and questioned about a drive-by murder in 2007, he was allowed to carry his lifestyle into the NFL. There's absolutely no excuse for his kind to be allowed to live and prosper alongside the rest of us. Here's hoping him and his posse spend out the rest of their years in federal prison. Adios, amigos.
Wow, Coles.
I mean, you know, I didn't realize that all this had been going on with him. I didn't know that he had been involved or close by in a drive-by murder in 2007. But apparently this guy runs around thinking he can do whatever he wants and not get caught. And now he is caught. I mean, he destroyed his cell phone. He destroyed video surveillance in his home, which, hey, if you're going to have video surveillance, why murder somebody in your home? That's what I don't understand. You know you're going to have to get rid of the evidence, but, you know, he called in a cleaning crew, like, the next day after the murder took place. I mean, that,
guilty.
To me, that's just, oh, yeah, I mean, this is worse than O.J. I mean, we didn't have near this
Look
evidence
out.
On O.J. All we know is that he squeezed his hand into tiny little gloves that he knew he couldn't try on in court, and he got away with the double homicide. But, you know, this cat here, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous, Aaron Hernandez. But, yeah, like I said, this is the reason why I don't draft a fantasy football team until September 1st. This is the exact reason, because of this and guys like Tebow that get picked up and injuries and stuff. I mean, this is I feel sorry for the cat that's already had an NFL draft, a fantasy football draft, and picked up Aaron Hernandez because Gronkowski's supposed to be out.
Right. That's I don't know. I don't know if you got your Facebook page up, but they had already put out Aaron Hernandez's football jersey for the upcoming season.
Well, that could be worth a little bit of money.
I'm getting ready to repost it. So go look on your Facebook page.
I am about to get on there as we speak. I just got an update from Redneck Fight Club. As everybody knows, Greg Dunnigan, Chase Smith, and Rodney Allison are all three on the fight card on Saturday. And the Redneck Fight Club update says running low on tickets. Better get them quick if you're wanting to watch Redneck Fight Club on Saturday. So anybody down here in this area, if you're a Redneck Fight Club fan, if you're a Rodney Allison, Chase Smith, or Greg Dunnigan fan, if you're wanting tickets from those guys, hurry up and get them.
Hey, I've been telling people, you've been telling people, I've been telling people that if they don't get their tickets early, and like Aaron Cobb just said, you know, there's not going to be very many tickets left at the door. So you might want to just bring your tents, bring your TPs, bring your whatevers, and spend the night, because if you're not there early, you're probably not going to get a seat to this show.
Yeah, and like Aaron said, some people think we're kidding about this. This has nothing to do with a publicity stunt. There is nothing false or phony about this. We are running out of tickets. And when these teams run out of tickets, they're not able to come back to the XFI and get more tickets. That's it. You know, I don't even know how many we've got left for people to purchase online. I know that I've got a little manila folder over here with not very many left in them. And so, you know, I've even asked, hey, when I run out, can I come get some more? The answer is no. And so, I don't know what to do now. If people are sleeping on this, they're really going to miss out, and they have got to get there early on Saturday. They need to get in line. They have got to get in line. I told everybody on 94.5 today that you need to be there and get in line about 5 o'clock. If you want to get in there and get a good seat, you put one family member at each door, and whoever gets in first, then you guys go pick the best seats available, because that's how this is going to go down. You know, there's no numbers on general admission seats, so get as close as you can. There's no number on premium seats. So as soon as you get in there and you got a premium ticket, go get the best premium seat you can find. And the people who have tables, they jumped on the ball early. They knew that this was something they didn't want to miss. And so this jersey is hilarious, by the way, and I'm fixing to share this damn thing.
Oh, well, I just got blasted for it. Come on.
Are you serious?
I just got, okay. Here's the funniness in this.
Alan Cox, are you kidding me?
I get blasted. Hey, it's Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat made an appearance on Facebook today. Alan Cox blasted me for showing that, but yet Monday was the 6-year anniversary of the Chris Benoit situation.
Right on.
And so some people posted a picture of some hangman's noose, and they said, strong enough to support your world heavyweight champions, strong enough to support any job you may have.
Wow.
And so I blasted the guy. I said, not only was that disgusting, but it was not funny at all.
No, there's nothing funny about
and
that.
And he's sitting there putting on his Facebook page, RMAOFL.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling my ass off, rolling whatever, you know. I'm sorry. Maybe because I'm so close. I knew Chris Benoit. I had a chance to work some independent shows with Benoit. And so maybe because I was a little bit closer than a lot of the normal fans out there, you know, I just did not find that picture funny. Yet when I post a picture of this, they blast me for it.
Yeah, I'm going to give you my take real quick on the Benoit situation, and this may bring me a little heat. That's fine. If any haters, you're welcome to show up. Haterade tastes like Tang, Tang.
I got the perfect T-shirt for us.
What do you got?
I'm going to get you and me matching T-shirt that says "Wanted Haters," and on the it's Miz's new T-shirt.
Man, I'll take it.
On the front it says "Haters Wanted." On the back it says "The old ones are starting to like me."
Yeah, definitely. That's my problem. The old ones are starting to like me now. But my take on the Benoit thing, that was the most sad situation I've ever seen in my life. And not just for the kid, not just for the wife, but absolutely for Chris Benoit. It was the saddest thing I've probably ever seen. It was a horrible way to end a career, to end a life, to end a legacy. He is one of the single greatest technical wrestlers I've ever seen in my life. He always will be. They can try to not talk about him as much as they want, but that man deserves to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. He deserves to be in the NJPW Hall of Fame. He deserves to be in every wrestling Hall of Fame that there is that he's been a part of. And I think that by taking his brain and showing the damage that had been done to it, the liquefaction that had been done, the damage, the dead cells, the dead area. He wasn't in his right mind. That was not Chris Benoit that committed that crime. Was it his body? Of course it was. Did he carry a driver's license that said it was him? Absolutely. There's more to the story than that. Some people don't realize it. They won't recognize that fact. But for those people who don't understand that, I feel even more sorry for them. But that was absolutely not Chris Benoit that carried out that double murder-suicide. And or triple, whatever it was, ended up being
right.
Three people involved. And I don't care what anybody has to say.
It was Benoit, his son Daniel, and his wife Nancy, who a lot of the old school wrestling fans like you and me remember as the Fallen Angel. He used to hang out with Kevin Sullivan.
Absolutely.
And that's who I still kind of point a finger at, is Sullivan.
Well, you know, Sullivan, he's got his own issues, but you know, I've watched a lot of shoot interviews with Kevin Sullivan. I've seen a lot of stuff that he's done and said. You know, he wanted things his way, and he was real particular about a lot of stuff. But it's hard for me to put any of that on his end of the deal, because I just don't think anybody would have seen anything like that coming. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Well, we'll agree to disagree. We'll agree to disagree, and we'll still be friends on that. Let's go ahead and run down some of the headlines I have today. We already talked about Aaron Hernandez guilty.
Yeah, Alan Cox just popped back up on your page and said innocent until proven guilty. This is still America. Come on, man. I'm fixing to say, yeah, this is still America, but you can't even capitalize America.
All right, let's talk about Oregon. Oregon's been under NCAA investigation, and the results came out today. No bowl ban. They lose one scholarship for the next two seasons. Reduction in official visits through the 2005 season. or 2015 season. They're on probation through the 2016 season.
Good Lord.
And a ban on using recruiting services. And then Chip Kelly has received an 18-month show cause penalty, and that's effective until December 26, 2014. Well, we all know he's going to be in Philadelphia at least through December 26, 2014. So I don't think he has anything to lose there. So anyway, that's Oregon. They could have gotten a lot harder, but basically Nike must have stepped up some money and said, okay, here we go. Slap on the wrist.
Man. Such a waste. Have you seen this out of Cleveland? Rookie linebacker Oscar Walcott was arrested and charged with attempted murder for allegedly punching a man outside a nightclub. What in the world is going on with these football players? Then we got a Baltimore Ravens linebacker or a running back who was carjacked overnight. And now we've got the Walcott punched a guy in the head after they left the gentleman's club. The guy's in critical condition now. So Walcott's being held on $500,000 bail. He's charged with first-degree attempted murder, second-degree aggravated assault, third-degree endangering an injured victim. I mean, they're trying to hem this guy up to the wall. He's one of 28 players arrested since this year's Super Bowl on February 3rd. UT San Diego has been keeping up with how many arrests we've got. And this guy came out of the University of Virginia. He was arrested in 2011. And faced charges of assault and battery from a fight when he was at Virginia. He was suspended from the team but was reinstated after charges were dropped. Walcott is the second Browns rookie to be arrested. The seventh-round selection, Armonte Bryant, was charged with drunken driving in Oklahoma less than 1 week after the Browns picked the defensive end in April's draft. Bryant also arrested on felony drugs in a felony drug charge in college. Said Tuesday he's been working hard to stay clean. So Armonte Bryant is in the clear and trying to stay clean after a DUI. But Oscar Walcott, I mean, you don't punch a dude in the head and then kick him when he's down. They'll charge you with three different things here. And now Alan Cox is getting stupid on Facebook. I said, maybe you can't capitalize America. Stop being an offended sissy and man up. And he said, wow, you don't know me and you're being so rude. You cut me deep. Where do you find these people?
Hey, I got devoted fans. I got devoted fans.
You devoted? You got devoted haters.
I love my haters. All right, let's go on down to headlines. Roger Federer got bounced the second round.
Ousted.
He got bounced.
He did.
Let's see. The revamped Big East Conference has hired a chick for their new commissioner.
I love chicks.
Val Ackerman, former WNBA president, is now the new commissioner of the new Big East Conference. Here's one for all you Yankee fans out there. First baseman Mark Teixeira is going to be having wrist surgery, and he is gone for the season.
Yeah, I figured that was going to happen.
Doc Rivers has officially been introduced as the Clippers head coach, signed his deal today. Whoa, what? Wow. Brian Shaw named new head coach of Denver.
What?
Brian Shaw has been named the new head coach of the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, my gosh.
The Beak is returning to the Indiana Pacers as president of basketball operations. I meant Larry Bird. I'm sorry.
The Beak. One of the greatest moments in Clippers history we're talking about here. Why are they calling this such a strange ordeal? They're calling the Clippers are saying Doc Rivers is the best coach in the NBA. He's definitely better than Spoelstra down there in Miami, who's really coaching the team is Pat Riley from the press box. And Spoelstra is just a tool that they put out there just to try to make a name for himself. I don't know. He may have a dad that's famous or something. I don't know how he got into this. And, But they're calling this, the Clippers will send the Boston Celtics an unprotected first-round draft pick in 2015 as compensation for letting Rivers out of the final 3 years of his contract. He signed a similar three-year $21 million deal with the Clippers. This was a strange ordeal over the last couple of weeks to the point, as you can see my attire, I don't have any suits because they're all in Boston now, Doc Rivers said. I flew in from Orlando. That's where I stay in the off season, and I basically wear shorts and a T-shirt the whole summer. This guy comes in wearing a swimsuit and some flippy floppies when he gets introduced as the head coach. I mean, how tasteless is this? And now Doc Rivers is this is crazy.
I mean, they didn't have time to take him up to Sammy Denar on Rodeo Drive. Come on now.
Oh, Rodeo. Hey, I've got some stats for you. Doc Rivers, since we've been on this subject before, Doc Rivers is not the first coach in NBA history to change teams for compensation. Stan Van Gundy, 2007, went from the Miami Heat to the Orlando Magic. Jeff Van Gundy, his brother, in 2003, went from the Knicks to the Rockets. Pat Riley, in 1995, went from the Knicks to the Heat. Mike Dunleavy, in 1992, went from the Lakers to the Bucks. Kevin Loffery went from the Hawks to the Bulls.
Wait a minute. Milwaukee had a team?
Milwaukee still has a team.
Wow, dude. Wow. Okay.
Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, they're totally unheard of. They're like the Arkansas Razorbacks of the NBA. Anyway, Mike Dunleavy went from the Lakers to the Bucks in 92. Kevin Loffery went from the Hawks to the Bulls in 1983, right before Michael Jordan came out. And Stan Albeck went in 1983 from the Spurs to the Nets. The person, the coach who was the most successful out of any of those in their first year at a new team after being traded was Stan Van Gundy in 2007, going from the Heat to the Magic. He was 52-30 in his first year with the Magic.
He had Shaq Penny. Come on.
No, 2007.
Was Shaq and Penny already gone by then?
Oh, my God. Shaq and Penny were gone back in the late 90s.
Oh, my bad. Oh, told you I didn't watch much pro basketball. Come on, if it didn't have anything to do with Jordan, I didn't pay attention.
I mean, when did Shaq? When was he at the Lakers? Wasn't that? I don't know. I'd have to look up that stat. But I think I was still in high school when Shaq left Orlando.
Watch the old jokes. Come on now.
Sorry, man. I apologize.
There was one name that you did when we were running down the police blotter for the NFL. There was one name that you did not mention, and that was Maurice Jones-Drew has been cleared of any charges in a bar fight that he was supposedly in.
The bad part about that is he was not put on trial, so double jeopardy is not in effect here, so he could be brought up later on at any time.
That is true.
I can't stand that guy.
But I'm digging Jacksonville's new helmets.
The Jaguar, do they have a new logo or new colors or what do they got?
Oh, have you go pull? They got new helmets this year. They're fly.
Are they changing jerseys too or just helmets? Whoa, I do see that. Yeah. It's not like an entire Jaguar anymore. It's like the Carolina Panther head, you know. It's just kind of there. It's a gold helmet with a normal colored Jaguar, but his eyes, nose, and tongue are turquoise.
Yeah, but take a close look at that helmet. Look at the front of the helmet.
I don't know if I've got anything on the front. Well, I'm looking at the front. What's the deal with the front of it?
Okay, the front of the helmet is matte black, but as it goes back, it fades into the gold.
Okay, I see. Now I've got a better picture of that right here. Yeah, two-tone with
two-tone.
A multicolored Jag on it.
There you go.
You know who won't be wearing one of those? Matt Jones. Hit me a rim shot.
Ba-doom-ba. That's all I have. That's all I have. I don't have fun toys like you. Come on now.
Man, I do. Over at XFI Live, we've got some fun toys. I don't know how we got them. I think our sponsors were responsible for that.
My ex ran off with the fun toys.
Oh!
Hey, Dallas Cowboys have signed Anthony Spencer to a one-year deal. And they also signed Travis Frederick, who was their final draft pick. They got him signed up today. So they got all their draft picks in camp. Travis Frederick got a four-year deal with an option for a fifth deal. And you know, I always like to try to end up with MMA. So the last thing on my headline is Anderson Silva is flat calling out Roy Jones Jr.
Seriously? Is that not like a cross-promotional kind of thing? How does that fit into the mix?
I have no idea, but according to Yahoo Sports, my sports Bible, it says that Anderson Silva has said he wants to fight Roy Jones Jr.
What is Jones saying about this? Does he even care? I mean, or is this just like Chael Sonnen calling out Vince McMahon or something?
Well, Chael Sonnen calls out everybody, so you know.
Chael Sonnen is he's one of my heroes now. I don't know if people know this about me, but you know, guys like Chael Sonnen and guys like Fandango and stuff like the guys like Mark Henry, man, I associate with guys like this. So Chael Sonnen, man, anytime that dude wants to get crazy, I'm going to hype it. I'm going to throw it down on the radio, and I'm going to talk about it, and we'll give that dude exactly what he wants. And, you know, if crazy Ken Shamrock came back right now and tried to do the same exact thing, I'd be doing the same thing with him, too. I'd be putting it out there for the world to see.
Really?
Absolutely. Have you seen this DDP Jake Roberts thing that's going on?
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on that.
I was a little disappointed at first, and then I realized that there was a little something behind it. But people are questioning whether the recent DDP Jake Roberts videos are a work. This says they are absolutely, positively 100%, but or, I'm sorry, 110%. But we all know 110% is a fake number, and so it leads me to believe that all these videos are fake too. And so they're talking about Jake the Snake falling off the wagon. But they're making it public, but he's now back on the wagon. So when did this happen? Blah, 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 blah. Is it people are saying maybe DDP should go back to the one beer rule for Jake? I don't have a clue what's going on, but all I know is my man, Scott Hall, my favorite of all time, is sitting in the background going, hey, yo, and he's not doing any of this stuff. You know, he's staying clean. He's rehabbing after that hip surgery. And that's just how they're doing it. So I don't know what's going on, but I hope to see Jake the Snake happy and healthy on July 6th in Clarksville, Arkansas, just down the road here. There he is, little Fandango. Gotta love it, man. That's some of the greatest music ever.
And, you know, they say, unfortunately, as big of a jerk as he acts on TV, they say his theme song has been the most, what's the word I'm looking for?
Downloaded.
They say every sporting event you go to now, you hear la, 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 la.
Well, you know why?
Really?
It's because it's easier to dance to than Kane's theme song.
Oh, come on now.
Well, it's easier to dance to than Daniel Bryan's theme song. I know that.
Yes! Oh, Flight of the Valkyries? Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Flight of the Bumblebee. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Flight of the Goatface. I should have hit a rim shot on that one, too. We got to get a rim shot on this soundboard in here, man.
Let me go get your milk. Hold on a minute.
All I need is some goat milk and I'll be okay.
Oh, Matt.
Meh. Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
All right. So,
we should really be nice.
I know. We probably should. I feel bad for this Cox guy. I've been ripping him up
Come on, guys. Why can't we be friends?
Yeah, we're going to get a little some of that in there. I can't believe nobody's liking this. I could put something on Facebook and 50,000 people like it in 1 hour. I put this Aaron Hernandez jersey up, and one of my gay friends is the only one that likes this.
Oh, that's
Gary. I don't know if he wants one or he's trying to tell me something. But Chase, if you're listening out there, you know, lay off me, man.
How about I just got to bring this up because they're persecuting the poor girl for something she said years ago.
Hang on. Martina Navratilova.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Paula Deen.
Oh.
We're going to fry up some butter with Miss Paula Deen.
Man. 8 cups of butter in this cookie recipe. It only makes 6 cookies, but there are eight cups of butter.
Oh, you've watched our show.
Now we're going to put in some sugar. I don't know what the deal is with this, but I mean, you know, certain things you just don't say. Some people say, well, certain things you don't say in public, but, you know, whatever you say in public is whatever you say in private. That's what I believe. And we still have First Amendment rights. We all still have freedom of speech. We should be able to say anything we want to as long as we don't threaten to kill anybody. But, you know, when you're a public figure like this, you may want to think before you speak. And that way, if, you know, you do say something, then you're going to have to pay the price for it. But if you don't lose your Walmart deal. Yeah, that's the worst part of this. I mean, Eminem can sell records in Walmart, but Paula Deen can't sell pots and pans anymore. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, Walmart cut her off.
That's sad. That is sad.
You know who I got watching today? Because, you know, my dad passed away end of April, and so I've been spending a lot of time possible with my mom.
I hate that. You know, and it's sad, man. The more time I spend around you, the more I wish I could have got to meet your dad.
Oh, man. Hey, that guy was bat crap crazy. ever since I've been watching Big Bang Theory, that is my new expression, Bazinga and bat crap crazy.
You know, but one thing I can say about the man, and I never met him, is he loved his red, white, and blue.
Hell yeah, baby.
Absolutely.
But anyway, you know, we were hanging around. I was hanging out with Mom today, who's also bat crap crazy. who's the Long Island psychic, Teresa Caputo?
Oh, yeah, the Long Island medium.
Oh, she's hot.
There is something sexy about her. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm just getting older or if she just really is. I'm going after the cougars now, or I don't know what's going on.
Now, I'll tell you the one who I'm kind of disappointed in. She's lost too much weight.
Uh-oh.
Snooki.
Oh, man, she looks good now.
Oh, whatever.
No, for real, man. I saw a picture of her showing those abs in a mirror yesterday, and I thought, man, even if that is Photoshopped, I'm down like 4 flat tires on that.
They make medicine for that, son.
No. I need the medicine to reverse that.
Oh, okay. You know, I hate to brag or say this on hell, I'm going to say it because we've pretty much thrown the book out the window. You know,
we have.
Once we got Aaron off the air, but it's always funny when I look at my emails. Satisfy your woman with these new magic products.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, and then you always hear the commercials, and it says, warning: if your erection lasts longer than 4 hours. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of my erections lasting longer than 4 hours. Some little girl's walking funny for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, man, I'm going to be running through the streets if mine lasts more than 4 hours.
Really?
Hey, I'm on the Blog Talk Radio, the Greg Squirrel Show, the actual show, and I've got it paused because I'm on with you on Skype. But underneath the actual show where it plays, is my last show. It's underneath your show. And over to the right, the Greg Squirrel Show today on Blog Talk Radio is being brought to you by Red Stag by Jim Beam. Embrace the Wild.
Wow. When did
I
that
mean, you
happen?
Got Red, I don't know, but you got Red Stag right there on the right-hand side. That's craziness, man. I love that kind of stuff.
I'll be honest to say that, you know, it would be nice if it could be something that I actually drink. I mean,
I could use a shot of that right about now, but I'm not going to.
I mean, give me some Parrot Bay and pineapple juice. No, we're good.
That's too fruity for me. I was
Disaronno or whatever it's pronounced. Fondant.
Yeah, I was a sailor in the United States Navy, the world's finest Navy, and I was a Jim Beam man to the bone. And then the older I got, I was like, I can't do this anymore. And so I had to lay off the drink, you know.
I had to lay off. Oh man, I'm going to tell on myself. I had a bad female episode.
Uh oh.
So in the duration of 4 hours to recover from this bad female episode, are you ready? Are you taking notes? Because there is going to be a test.
Ironically, I just picked up a pen for some reason.
Okay, in the duration of 4 hours, half a bottle of Hot Damn.
Ooh.
Half a bottle of Goldschlager. And a three-quarter bottle of St. Brennan's Irish Cream Liquor.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you set fire to Chicago back in the 1800s with that?
No. Let's just say
Man.
It was a bad female episode.
Wow. Man, I got a guy, a XFI fan, Trenton Gomez. I'm going to give him a shout-out. He just called me about tickets, and I'm on the radio. I'm on the Greg Squirrel show right now, so I didn't get to answer the phone. But Trenton Gomez is wanting tickets like crazy. And I've got to run back out to the Courtyard by Marriott today. One of their managers out there wanted tickets, and I stopped by there this afternoon. I went out. Here's what I did first today, Squirrel. I went to, I had a successful fundraiser for Abilities Unlimited and Special Olympics Arkansas. And those two organizations, they take care of our special needs community. On XFI Live, I did a fundraiser to purchase tickets to Extreme Infinity for our special needs community. It went down like you wouldn't believe. It was incredibly successful. A lot of people donated to this. And I went out there and took them 30 tickets to Extreme Infinity.
Awesome.
Like a $600 value at least. And, so we got that done. And then I went after that, it was all about getting tickets to people. I don't know how many places we hit up. And, so I took some tickets out to the Marriott to a manager out there. And then when I got out there, she said, you know, I need two more later on. So I got to go back out there and do that. And then a friend of mine that is a U.S. letter carrier, I've got to get him a ticket tomorrow. And there's just a huge list. I've just got a list of people. And now Trenton's getting a hold of me trying to get tickets. So I told him I would text him back or call him after I got off the Greg Squirrel show. So,
let's do this. Hold on a minute.
All right.
Let me push a little button over here. Give me a phone number.
Let me message it to you. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay, let me, I'm going to message it to you.
And his name is Trenton.
Trenton Gomez. Let me send it to you on Facebook real quick.
We're going to surprise Trenton.
Let's hope he answers. I don't know if these guys, they answer whenever they get these, they see these numbers that are from other places or what they do. But let me get on here real fast.
You got a manly voice. I meant to mention that to you.
You know, somebody told me that today. I was walking out of that place. I was like, you just sound like a man. And I was like, do you damn right I sound like a man? That's one of them things. I had so much fun being on the radio today. It was just insane how much fun it was. And they had the camera going and put the interview on fortfunbuys.com. And let's see. Okay. That number there. Every time I type a number, I want to say it out loud, but I'm not going to do that to this gentleman. And it should be in your inbox as we speak.
All right. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I'm having to toggle back and forth. All right, let's try this. See if this is going to work. Can you hear it okay, Clint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Hello?
Hey, is this Trenton?
I was calling the TV. I didn't take his list.
Trenton, hey, this is Clint Davis. Hey, you don't know this right now, but you are live on the Greg Squirrel Show on blogtalkradio.com. I got Greg Squirrel over here with me. You know, he's going to be our ring announcer coming down on Saturday, June 29th. He's going into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, and he's going to be our ring announcer. And when I told him you just called for tickets and I couldn't pick up the phone, he said, shoot me his phone number. We're going to call him live on the Greg Squirrel Show. How about that?
All right.
That's
hey,
pretty
how's
awesome,
it going, man?
Huh?
Good, you?
Oh, hey, doing good. Are you excited about this show Saturday night?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Clint's got you some tickets, so we're going to get you set up, and you're going to be there loud and proud, and you better make sure you come over and talk to me, or I'm going to hunt you down. So you better come over.
All
and
right.
Talk. All
yeah,
right,
we'll
man. Well,
over there, Trenton. I'll tell you what. I'll call you as soon as we get off the Greg Squirrel Show, and we will set up a time and place, and we'll get you some tickets. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks for answering.
All right, man.
All right.
See, folks, that's how crazy we are on the Greg Squirrel Show. We will call up our devoted fans when they try to call in and can't get a hold of us. That's just how we roll. That's how we roll.
That's how we do it.
All right.
Because we care about the fans. That's how we roll.
We love it. I wish I'd have known that you had been doing that thing. I could have got you some autographed pictures or something.
Been doing what thing?
Your little fundraiser there to get those tickets for Abilities Unlimited.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, this ended. I did the drawing for this actually on May 25th or something like that, and so it ended quite a while back. And this was before you and I had hooked up at the Muay Thai event. So, you know, it was, hey, I'm going to shoot you another number real quick and call it. It's a guy who used to call into the show, and it's the rumored name who's going to be on the Chippendales lineup here after the photo surfaced of him in his underwear. It's a guy that used to call into XFI Live. He will be at the event. I need to ask him about how I can get him some tickets. So I shot you another number, and if you want to call it, you can.
We're working on it right now. Hold on a minute.
Roger.
I got my crack staff over here.
You need to fire every one of them.
Yeah, you know, but they do good a job keeping the burglars away. Now, if I can just train them to not bark when I'm on the air, we'd be perfect.
Yeah, no kidding. I've got a 7.5 foot tall Chewbacca cardboard cutout in my garage.
It says it's dialing. Let's see what's happening here.
Hey, is this Wild Bill?
Man, this is him.
Wild Bill, this is Clint Davis, and you are live on blogtalkradio.com on the Greg Squirrel Show. What do you think about that?
I like it.
Do you?
What's up, Wild Bill?
No,
well, we've been talking about how to get tickets to people. I had a guy that called me just a second ago and wanted tickets to Saturday night. And I said, hey, there's another guy that wants tickets. There's also, I told Squirrel, I said, hey, we need to call this guy because a recent photo of him and his tidy whities on a boat out on the Arkansas River surfaced on Facebook. And I think he's in this summer's lineup of the Chippendales. Can you quell that rumor for us?
Well, that rumor has been spread, and I hate to say it, and I know I'm going to make a lot of people unhappy, but it is not true. I am not going to be on there.
That is heartbreaking. We wanted to get a little insider info on that and see if there was any truth to Wild Bill being a Chippendale this summer.
I wish I could fulfill everybody's needs, but on that part, I cannot do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to try to get a hold of you after I get off the Greg Squirrel Show today so we can set up a time and a place to get you some tickets for Extreme Infinity on Saturday night. How about that?
That'll work, buddy. I appreciate you calling me back.
All right, Wild Bill. You take her easy, buddy.
All right, buddy.
All right, Wild Bill. Appreciate you, man.
Wild Bill. I've known Wild Bill since I was about 6 years old. He was actually, my mom was his kindergarten teacher back in the day. And he was about 6'2" in first grade. And I remember my mom talking about in kindergarten, they used to, you know, for Thanksgiving, they would put their hand on a piece of construction paper and trace their hand as a turkey. And Billy's looked like one of the teachers. Wild Bill's hand looked like one of the teachers in that class back when he was about 5 years old, and everybody thought he was going straight to the NBA. But ironically, he's got a daughter that is the same age as my son, and so we grew up together. Now our kids are growing up together. And me and Wild Bill, we went out not too long ago with Big D, Anthony DeWitt. We went out there on the river, me and him, Stephen Doe, and Kyle Burris. We did a little catfishing out there on the Arkansas River. Great trip.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
See, I got people left and right that need tickets, man. I could sit here all day and give you phone numbers.
We could sit here all day and call phone bomb people.
I know it says you got about 14 minutes left on your show here, but I don't know. Did you only set your show up for an hour and a half, or how'd you do that?
Well, because since I had Aaron call in, and I wanted to give him ample of time, so I did set it up for 90 minutes today. So.
Now, you know, if you go past that 90 minutes, it'll run all the way to the 2 hours, and then it'll tell you when you have to cut off. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, sometimes I used to set my show up for an hour, and then I would end up losing track of time and staying on. And then when that 2 hour mark hit, it would tell me just how long I had before it cut me smooth off.
Well, no, we're like WWE. You know, we like to have that little extra 10 to 15 minute window. That in case there's a run-in or something, we can be ready for it, you know.
That is true.
Speaking of tall people getting jacked around, did you hear what happened to Peter Krause? No, I did not. Peter. He played Chewbacca in the Star Wars movie. Anyway, he was going through the airport, coming back from a Star Wars convention, and the TSA tried to confiscate his cane.
As they think it was a lightsaber?
I guess.
What in the hell is going on? He's 7'2".
I mean, because everybody that knows, you know, Peter Mayhew, that's his name.
Peter Mayhew, that's true.
And he actually got one of the lightsabers and had it converted into a cane.
Oh, my gosh.
And the TSA, and it lights up and everything, and so it looks authentic.
We may not have a soundboard, but damn it, we do our best.
we do our own.
Well, the lightsaber is not on the TSA's prohibited items list.
I know, man. But they tried to confiscate it. So apparently his management people were there with him. So they had a little talk with the TSA, and he eventually, after like 3 hour delay, got his lightsaber back or his cane. But
yeah,
is our world really becoming that paranoid? When
I think so, it's a fake lightsaber. It's a dead-gum toy lightsaber. There's another deal, another story here where a TSA allows toy lightsabers in carry-ons and checked baggage. And now this guy's got a cane. God, he's 7'2". He's almost 70 years old. He's 69 years old. Coming back from Denver Comic Con when his movie-inspired cane provoked a second look by TSA agents, and they start giving this man a hard time. This is unbelievable.
But you know the story about that, don't you?
About the lightsaber?
No, about him and David Prowse.
No.
When they were getting the rose set up for Star Wars, they came down to David Prowse and Peter Mayhew, and both these guys are like 7-foot behemoths. So George Lucas just said back, hey, you guys, he really did not have in mind who he wanted to play each of the parts. He just knew he had two tall parts. And so it came down between Peter Mayhew, David Prowse. And so logic being, David Prowse just looked at Peter Mayhew and said, you know, I'm so used to playing bad guys that it would be natural for me to be Vader. And so that's how that came around. Could you imagine how it had turned out if Mayhew had picked the Vader part and Prowse turned out being Chewie?
Well, now the problem with that is David Prowse is only 6'6". So Chewie would have been much smaller, and Darth Vader would have looked like Giant Gonzalez in the ring against The Undertaker.
how about Shockmaster?
Oh! Shockmaster. Gotta love a little Shockmaster.
Man, did I have to reach back to remember him?
Man, I'm telling you, that's one of the waybacks, right? That's what we call a wayback. Fred Ottman.
Wayback. Yes. Tugboat.
Tugboat.
Yes.
He teamed with Earthquake. Earthquake is dead now, isn't he?
Earthquake is dead.
Man,
Big Boss Man is dead.
He sure is.
Who else?
Oh, Bam Bam Bigelow's gone.
Bam Bam, Gordy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
One of the guys from the, I'll remember it in a second. I've got it on the tip of my tongue. One of the, who was that tag team? A Public Enemy in WCW. One of those guys, they're gone too.
Rocco Rock and Johnny Grunge.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, what a great tag team. So underrated. I mean, if they would have had big names back then, they would have gone down as two of the best.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no doubt. Well, Clint, buddy, it's been fun. It's been real. But I think we need to get off here so we can save some for tomorrow.
Man, I think that's a great idea, and yeah, I'll be ready. I'll be checking out the headlines. I don't have any running around the Fort Smith area to do unless people need tickets. And we got a guest in the chat room. Hey to the guest there, and so I'll be ready for tomorrow, man. I'm cruising for a bruising.
Okay, we got to give the proper introduction to the guest in the chat room. Hi, lady.
Hey, a little Jerry Lewis for you.
Wow.
That is
all
good
right.
Stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate everybody tuning in today. Once again, Greg Skrull Show right here on Blog Talk Radio with our alcoholic sponsors and all that fun stuff. We're going to get out of here. Hey, don't forget, join Clint Davis every Tuesday and every Friday on XFI Live, and you can catch me right here Monday through Friday along with the beautiful Clint Davis right here on the Greg Skrull Show, 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. So once again, we will see you tomorrow. If we don't get in touch with you soon, touch yourself.